Cheers!
Cheers!
Well, it's that time again.
I'm Susan.
And I'm Annie.
And this is
Two Friends, One Chat.
Intro to the repost.
Intro to the repost.
Ooh, that was beautiful.
Oh, did you like that? Yeah. I really went for it.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Intro to the repost.
Intro to the repost.
Yeah.
Ooh, enjoy
of
that.
Episode.
I don't remember what episode it was. Season one, episode something.
Oh, episode something.
Oh, but yeah, the name of it is... Yeah. Ooh, this is one. Boundaries, guys. We can never listen to this one too many times, and we can never talk about boundaries too much.
Agreed.
So important.
So important. We wanted to repost it from season one in anticipation of season three, which is just right around the corner.
It's coming.
It is
so close.
So fast. And this is one of those episodes that I think you're right. You can listen to it. You can re-listen to it. And really pull those nuggets into your toolkit.
Yeah, because we all constantly need to be setting boundaries with people, with ourselves.
Absolutely.
With so it's just, it's always a good listen. We want it, especially if we have, like, new listeners,
yes.
like, that maybe haven't gone all the way back, like, this would be a really, really good one, too.
Oh, boy, howdy. From
to
your
listen
lips,
to.
God's ears.
God's ears.
Yep.
Straight there.
Straight there. I think that is a, yes. Boundaries, 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 boundaries.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, enjoy. We are so pumped for season three. It really is around the corner.
Yes.
And enjoy a repost.
Yeah. Enjoy those boundaries.
Enjoy.
Set them up.
Mm.
Don't knock them down.
Don't knock them down. Remember, you're going to upset the apple cart. That's
one
of my favorite parts of this episode.
You will.
When you talk about that, because it's really profound.
Then you know you're doing it right.
That's right. And to feel like comfort in that, right?
Yes.
This is a part of those boundaries, and it's hard and difficult. But you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Upset that apple cart.
Upset that cart.
Do it.
Do it. All right. Enjoy
okay.
the episode, you guys. We'll
Bye.
See you really soon.
Bye.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Susan.
And this is
Two Friends, One Chat.
We are gonna get clinical.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. A little jazzy.
Ooh. Yeah,
this
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And just as promised. We're going to be talking about boundaries.
Set them up. Set them up. And try not to knock them down. Boundaries.
Okay, that might be the greatest theme of boundaries I've ever heard, is set them up and just try not to knock them down. And you know what? That's a life goal there. Like,
yes.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know it's us, so we're going to say this. When they get knocked down, forgive yourself. You're gonna be okay.
Oh,
let's just
my
get
goodness.
Back into the game.
Give yourself so much grace around boundaries.
Because so
they
much
are
grace.
Hard.
Oh.
I say set them up and try not to knock them down.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, setting them up is hard work. That's probably harder work.
Yeah. Oh, in the initial, the first time, like, you know, the first time you try and it happens and... for me, I think a lot about relationally. You set a boundary, and the first time you do it, usually it's going to be a surprise to the person who's overstepping. And the void of conversation that has created is the most unique feeling. And I remember thinking, for sheer panic, of course, first.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden I realized, I'm doing it. But I mean in a good way. I was like,
right.
But it felt like so uncomfortable. And then I was like, oh, this is actually what setting boundaries feels like.
That is such a good point. Because setting boundaries will eventually feel good to you.
Yes.
But they will affect other people.
Yes.
And they won't like those new boundaries that you've put up.
Oh,
most likely.
Yeah. No.
They hate them.
It's not going to be easy. And you know what? Hopefully. in a healthy relationship, you, and I am referencing a time where I wasn't able to articulate, I am setting a boundary saying, I can't do this.
Oh.
And hopefully for our listeners, again, you will be farther along with us. So you can say, I am setting a boundary for my own well-being. This is why. And you'll be in a relationship with someone and they will be like, oh, well, that makes, okay, I didn't know.
What a beautiful little bridge from episode 4 you just took. Just language, right? You just took the language. Hashtag throwback. And you just walked it. You made a little bridge and walked it right over to boundaries. That was beautiful.
Oh, I want to say nice that job. It's a beautiful little, like, little wooden bridge over a beautiful little
babbling brook. Oh my gosh, it totally is. It's not like a big steel bridge. A little wooden one with a little rail. Got some moss on it. Oh,
you know it does.
You gotta be careful if it's rainy because you don't want to slip.
So funny. I was going to say the exact same thing. It's like, get out of my head sometimes.
Well, we are each other's. We have the same brain, unfortunately.
It functions very similar.
It's true.
Oh, my gosh.
It's true.
I am very excited to talk about boundaries, though. Oof. And just about the human experience when we try to set boundaries and how it can feel isolating. It can feel like you're doing the wrong thing because you're going to be doing something out of the norm, right?
Exactly.
Yes, you're changing the routine. And you're certainly probably changing a dynamic of a relationship.
You better be, or you're probably not setting up boundaries, which is the hardest part. No, though, you're totally right. That's the point of them.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah. Can you think of a time when you had to set a boundary and what it felt like?
Yes, and it felt horrible.
Oh, wow.
Because, like you said, I think the way my counselor put it is you're going to upset the apple cart.
Oh, I love
you
that.
You putting boundaries up for you is going to make those other people angry.
Yeah.
It was with my grandma.
Okay.
She very much wanted my attention all the time. Mm. We played cards once a week, but that would be like, it's just, it turned into more and more and more and more hours and more and more and more and more of my time. And I had to say, no, you get Thursday night and you get from 6 to 8 and that's it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wait. She got mad.
Oh no.
Ooh, angry.
Oh
she
no.
She unfortunately got very angry in her old age in general and told the nurses once that I was locking her in the hospital, which I was not. She broke her hip. She couldn't leave. Anyway, very, very angry.
Yeah.
Very, very hard to do because you know how much of a people pleaser I am.
Yes.
But
oh, yes.
Needed. It was needed. And it helped me be a better me. And
absolutely.
Then be nicer to her the time I was spending with her.
Yeah.
Because there were boundaries in place. And I wasn't like, how long's tonight gonna go?
Yeah.
You know.
You know, one of the things, that's just a perfect example because, and I like the image of upsetting the apple cart because it really is. You are going to change the order of relationships.
Yes.
And, you know, if you are a person being taken advantage of, and you need to put that boundary down, I think some things I would like to start, kind of the discussion in the process, right?
Ooh, I love this.
Right? So, okay.
I love this.
So you're realizing, oh shoot, you know, this is draining on me. I'm not able to complete these tasks anymore. So you're starting to realize, okay, it's boundary time, right?
Yes.
So then you're going to start pouring in some ideas. How do I set this boundary?
Okay.
So we're
recognizing there's issues.
Yep. Bam.
And then now how do I change this dynamic?
Exactly.
Okay.
Now we're planning.
Okay.
I think a lot of people get stuck kind of in this planning phase because of fear, right?
Yes.
Because the fear is always, and again, this is going to be a hashtag throwback. If 80% of our brain is driving us to be in relationship, setting a boundary is scary because the threat of losing relationship.
Yes.
You guys, that is the most real and scary thing. And I think it's why a lot of people end up in really unhealthy relationships because, man, they don't want to lose it all. And I'm telling you, if it's a healthy relationship, you won't lose it all.
Yes.
Yeah, and that boundary will be received.
Oh, that is so true. Because if it, because we think at least this shit relationship I know and I'm comfortable in, and it's better than not having anything.
Yes.
But you are so right. If it's a good, healthy relationship, it's gonna survive. Hashtag and thrive.
Oh yes.
With boundaries. You're welcome.
I loved that.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh. But it's also, that's a very insightful thing, because when you're setting up that boundary, if the relationship is appropriate, the other person will see, like, your need and be able to act in that boundary.
Exactly.
And yes, boundaries are extremely difficult. So, okay, we've identified. Now we're planning. Now we're going to execute. This is where it gets difficult.
No! Oh, and I'm scared. Okay.
Practicing. I would love to chat for a little bit.
Okay.
In this phase, about brainstorming ways to prep for the execute.
No.
Execute's always kind of a harsh word, but I sort of also love it because it makes it sound like we're like executing a plan or like a heist almost.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Because mental health can be fun. I promise.
Yeah, you've had 4 episodes of that already. Of fun. So, duh, you should know that by now.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so here's things that come to mind, but I want to bounce some ideas off of you.
Please.
My first one is the ultimate practice.
Ooh.
Practice. Yeah.
Because practice makes
perfect, which is also a poop word.
Well, yeah, not really. It's
practice
just a
makes
saying.
Awesome. We'll just say that.
Oh,
practice makes awesome.
I like that.
I do like the word awesome.
I like that.
Sidebar, one of my favorite shirts my brother got me. It said, just without me, it's just also.
Yeah.
It's pretty cute.
Instead of awesome, right? Did I get that one right? Sometimes stuff goes right over my head. It took me a second. Then I got it.
It took me a second, and I was looking at the shirt, and I was like, and then I just was like, that's really funny. So
that's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, now we're digressing, but I think, yes, practice makes awesome. So
yeah,
you got to tell, let's say you got to tell work. Work is a very common place where you have to construct boundaries. You got to tell them, I need a mental health day. And you got to tell your boss. And your boss, let's say you guys don't have the best relationship. Yep. Yep.
Oh, Annie, are you sure I have to?
Oh, Susan, yes.
Oh, okay.
So you got to do it. So we've identified.
Okay.
We now are in the execution stage. We're prepping for it.
We're prepping for execution, which really will make all the difference on the execution.
100%.
If you don't prep and plan, it will probably turn into a shit show.
Yeah, fact.
Or you won't do it at all.
Oh, yeah. That's also another...
Ding, 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 ding.
You can't see, but when we ding like that, we are putting our fingertips on the tip of our noses.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. 100%.
Yeah.
So, ways to practice. And this is real. Who's done it? We've all done it.
We've all done it.
The shower conversation.
Who hasn't? Because just like singing is perfect in the shower, so are conversations I have with people.
Yep.
They go, I sound just like Mariah in the shower, right? And my conversations with people always go perfectly in the shower or in the car. That's the other place to practice conversations. And they go really well every time.
Every time. It is true, though, because even just saying the words and getting that out there, starting the boundary, especially, hey, do you have to have a conversation with a family member that's going to be difficult? Practice it.
Yeah.
Practice it. And the other thing is use your circle of counsel, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, we haven't done this yet, but we'll talk about social mapping, right? So we're going to talk about the layers of support you have and really identify those. So the next time, what we're hoping to do, and this has been probably one of the greatest practices for me, is connecting the dots of identifying I'm in a situation And I've got these pre-identified solutions. So, yes. And that, you know, we're social workers. We love mapping.
We love it. We are social and mental cartographers. Is that the map makers? I think cartographers are map makers. Cut that out if I'm wrong.
We got sticky with that.
I'm pretty sure that's what they're called.
I'm sure you're right.
I'll look it up later.
It feels right to me. Okay. My heart says yes. So
we do love a good mapping, but not like you're thinking, people. Not like a map of South America. It's a different kind of map.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind of map.
Yeah, and it outlines different levels of supports each person.
Yes.
And you know what's cool about doing that mapping? Sometimes you can do the mapping and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm missing supports.
I got some empty spaces here I need to fill.
Yeah, gonna do some identifying.
Or recognizing you have more than you thought you did.
Oh, that's...
The other side.
Yep. Actually, the first time I did mapping, I realized I had really beautiful, consistent outer layer social support. Mm. So outer layers are like... I don't want to say the least important, because that sounds...
No.
But they're like,
they're just not as close.
Yeah. And the more consistent, the better it is for mental health projection.
Okay.
So, anyway, and we will totally do social mapping. But, you know, in that stage prior to execute, you want to practice. And then you want to bounce ideas. I mean, I just think of all the times I've had ideas... This podcast being one of them, where I was like, hey, Susan.
There's this thing.
Got this thing.
Okay.
But also, like, even in conversations with family, and have that person pre-talk that out, it's okay to do that prior to setting the boundary.
Yes.
Because it will help you, and it will help that moment when you set that boundary, and it takes all the air out of the room, and it ruffles that apple cart.
Yeah.
You will be able to be like... That's what I'm in right now. And you'll be able to say, this is the right thing, even though it's hard.
Because I prepped for this. I tried this already. I was expecting this. Yeah. I would take it even, for some people, one step back. For some people, I think writing it or typing it out.
I love that.
And then reading to yourself out loud what you've just written or typed. I have done that a lot.
Yeah.
And it makes a huge difference, because I'm like, oh, that was just me emotionally ranting. That's not going to help anyone when I set this boundary. I need to take that out and kind of get, for this particular person, a relationship, right? That's not going to be helpful. I just need to state the facts or whatever it is. So if you feel like you don't have those safe social supports, that's something that you could try.
Oh, I love that.
As well.
I think, too, building on that, I think a good thing to talk about if we're going to talk about boundaries is power dynamics. Those are always going to come into play because...
They have to.
And you brought up such a great point. If you just need to write a letter, you do not... You never... If you need to draw a boundary with someone, you get to decide how to do that. That's your boundary, your way to do it. If it needs to just be a letter, because, you know, if you've been in... a relationship that has not equal power dynamics, and perhaps you have been a victim of domestic violence, interpersonal violence, all of those things, you know, a way that your offender is going to control you is going to be, and we all talk about all of these things, but it's going to be in what they say to you. They're going to shut you down. They're going to rattle you.
Mm.
And they're going to try to take your words away because they know your words are going to hurt, right?
Right.
And that's definitely an element of control that is used. So I think what you have said is so powerful and so important, because if you just need to write a letter and send that letter, that I just want you to feel so honored and empowered to do that.
Yeah.
And you do not have to feel like you need to have a conversation with someone. So
can I piggyback off of that
a
little bit?
Please do.
I need to ask, but I mean, that's what we do here. I have to kind of dive a little bit into a personal situation, because that all reminded me of it. And I think at the core, we have to remember boundaries are for you.
Yes.
They're not for the other person. Exactly. They're for you. I was in a not a great relationship with someone who had some issues with addiction. And at the end of that relationship, they had kind of, a lot happened and they disappeared. But the boundaries I had to do was write a letter to this person. Mm. I didn't even know where this person was at this point, so the letter never got sent to them.
Yeah.
But it was so important for me to write that letter, to set those boundaries for myself.
Yeah.
Whether that person ever even got it or knew about the boundaries, I needed to put those on paper or verbally or however you process best for me. Because boundaries are for us at the end of the day.
Oh, man.
They are for us.
Just, you're just so smart and wonderful. But I just, I'm hearing the words you're saying and you're so right. Right? Like, and it really all ties back. Words and language have power. And, you know, we've talked a lot. Our society just doesn't value that. And there, you know, there's so much complexity. But the ability to write your boundary and have that be just for you is so powerful. It also, like, is empowering to you because...
Yes.
I love that, though. Such an important piece of boundaries is that it is for you. Mm-hmm. It is for our mental health, our physical health, our emotional health. I mean...
All the things. All the things.
Oh, yeah. Man, well said.
It's boundaries.
Boundaries. Okay, wait. Oh, I digress. Okay. I digress. We were planning.
Oh, sorry. Oh, duh. We were in the planning.
Now we're going to execute, and we are going to draw our first boundary. We've talked to people that have been supportive.
We've talked to people we've trusted. This is our planning.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to people we trusted.
We've practiced it. Practiced, I mean.
Yeah. Practiced it. Maybe on our own, maybe with our trusted people.
Love it. We have maybe written it down.
If we need it. Love it.
What other things could you do to prep yourself and pump yourself up?
I would also add, let's say you're a writer. That's the way you process it.
Okay, love that.
If you need to take flashcards into that conversation with you,
take them in. Yes.
Take them in with you.
Yes.
The other thing that I thought a few minutes ago and then forgot, but just recently remembered was, I think it's, I wouldn't say it's the best way to have this conversation, but depending on the relationship, maybe it needs to be over email.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Maybe it doesn't need to be a face-to-face conversation. Exactly. I think best case scenario is always face-to-face because that's just the best way to communicate in general.
Absolutely.
And I think you will feel stronger and better when you execute that face-to-face. But if it's not appropriate for you, doesn't feel safe to you, or that's just the type of relationship you have with that person, do it over email.
I love that.
That's okay.
I love the idea, too, of, like, use tools, right?
Yes.
So if you're stressed out, the other thing you can do, too, is, so you're using your tools, you can preface a conversation. So you can say, hey, I need to talk to you, and I need, and it's going to be hard for me because I need to draw a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if this is a healthy relationship, that will go well received.
Yeah.
And that, and that's going to be really difficult because the apple upset's going to happen. You know, those healthy relationships will shake out at the end. And it's a really beautiful thing. And one of the things we were pre-talking about boundaries that you brought up that I think is so important is that boundaries are here for our safety. Ooh. And not just our, I mean, definitely for our physical safety, but not just for that, for our felt physical safety. So we have, you know, again, we're all in relationships. And we have past experiences. And some, for some people, those are very, very traumatic. So you might need a boundary that's going to look kind of odd to another relationship for you to feel safe. And I want to say, that's okay.
Yes.
And again, I'm telling you, when the relationship is positive and you explain that and you draw that boundary, bam, that's a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
And hopefully that can be reciprocated too. People can be open about, hey, here's a boundary for me.
Yeah. And I would add, I think it's important, kind of maybe in the prep phase, to really make sure that you're ready to set this boundary up.
Yes.
So you, I don't want you to do all this prepping and have this big conversation, and then they're like, no, and you're like, okay, never mind. Like, the reason you're prepping this is because you need this change in dynamic or relationship, or maybe it just needs to end completely, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you need to be, you need to prep yourself for the consequences, good and or bad, of having this conversation so that you're ready.
Yeah.
For whatever happens in that.
Yeah.
Cause like we said earlier, it's gonna be hard. Yeah. This is a hard thing to do and doing it is hard.
Yeah.
And I think the immediate aftermath can be hard if it's not a great relationship.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, it will change your life.
Yes.
It's back to the eating the vegetables. I think we talked about eating vegetables earlier. Right? You just got to, except for me, you got to eat the crap thing to get the dessert. This is, boundaries are so hard to do and they hurt.
Yeah.
They are painful to really set.
Yeah.
But when it's the right relationship and it's the right decision.
Yeah.
It will change your life. It will change that relationship if it's a decent or good one.
Yeah.
And if it's that relationship then is done, they're, you know, they're not a good friend. They're not the right partner.
Yeah.
This is not whatever.
Yeah.
Then you will eventually be better off without them.
That is 100% true.
Yeah.
And I also just want to give so much grace because I have set boundaries and I have broken them.
Oh, yes, you will.
And it took me a very long time to, one, forgive myself, and two, use it as a learning experience and just build on that progress.
Yes.
If you, you know what I, yes.
I love that. I love that. Even if it doesn't go well and you don't hold to it, it's a learning experience for the next time.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Not a failure.
Not a failure.
Learning experience for the next time.
Okay.
Ooh.
I have.
I got chills. I got.
Did you get chills?
I got chills. They're multiplying. I'm not losing control, though.
Oh, good, 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 good.
I'm still in control, but.
That was really good. You also didn't see her dance. Oh. It was kind of like an arm shimmer. Like, I can't even. It was. The vibe was there.
It was a chill, but also a dance shimmy because I can't help myself.
A chill to a shimmy.
Ooh. I wish podcast had video. That was really good chill to a shimmy.
It was
a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing.
Maybe someday. I mean, maybe someday we'll have like a.
Like a live cam?
Yeah. We're not technically there yet, but someday.
Guys, we're not. Yeah, we're no, not at this point. Because then we'd have to like dress better. And
I'm literally in my jammies.
I'm in clothes because I came straight from work, but that's not always how that happens.
That is so wonderful.
Okay. Sorry. So again, we digress. That's what we do. Okay.
That's what happens.
But yes,
in two BFFs.
Taking those quote-unquote failures and remembering they're not failures. Yeah. They're learning experience. Because you will do this.
Yep.
I'm not even going to say wrong. You will do this and it won't work. And you won't stick to it.
Yep.
That will, I guarantee you that will happen.
Yeah, 100%. Human experience.
So just be okay with that.
Yep.
Be like, okay, what am I going to do different next time then?
Yep. Yeah.
100%.
And you know what? Maybe you need to pull in more people next time.
Yeah.
This is very common in relationships. You're like, this person did something bad. I'm breaking up. We're done. It's over. But you don't tell anybody. And so it's real. Please. Your nose goes. Everyone's done that.
We've all done it. We've all done it.
You know, once you tell the best friend, it's over because they're going to be like, what?
Excuse me?
Again? What?
Back,
do you remember?
Back to this? All right. But also your best friend will support you. Regardless, they will tell you the truth and support you at the same time.
Mm-hmm. But I think that they're, you know, using those positive social supports to lean on, to remind yourself, when I draw this boundary and I may risk losing this relationship, it is not the end. There are people who love and support me. There are healthy relationships I can bounce off of. And that's why it is so important to have positive, healthy relationships. And we'll talk tips and tools and all those ideas. But boundaries, I think, is probably one of the most basic introductions to healthy relationships.
Yeah. And I think that brings up a great point. I think in part of executing this is using those social supports to help keep you in check, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So telling you, this is a conversation I'm going to have. I need you to check in with me on whatever basis to make sure I'm still holding up my end of this boundary bargain that I've made with this person.
I love that. Oh, boundary bargain. Also, letting yourself feel all the feels with that person. And, man, if I could give any advice to 20, again, you know, we'll talk about giving 20, or my advice to 20-year-old Annie.
Man.
It would be to talk through the feelings you're feeling.
Yes.
Because they're really normal. Like, it's so normal to be scared to draw boundaries. Like, and, you know, I think one of the wisest things someone has ever told me is that fear is crippling. And it really is.
Oh, my goodness.
And once someone told me that, again, in my late 20s, I was like, it was like, my mind was like, oh my gosh. I saw the times I was afraid and I just stopped.
Yep.
Didn't do anything.
Yep.
And so I didn't draw boundaries and I continued. And then I would draw boundaries, but like, not very strong.
They're like erasable pen boundaries, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm going to draw this, but... You just erase it later. There's that faint outline. You remember the erasable pens?
Oh, dude, I have
them. There's just that faint outline of what you had put there. Yeah. Oh, we've all done it.
Gosh.
And we'll do it.
Continually,
I mean, even when we get good at doing this, there will be certain relationships and certain people that even as good boundary setters, we will still not do a good job of.
Oh, man, that's so true. I think that is one of the things I'm really grateful for, though, is the growth that's going to happen even when we don't make it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Finding those positives.
Yep.
And then, like, they're like little trampolines, right?
Ooh.
So you stumble.
Yep.
Into a trampoline that then... rockets you to a different level next time.
I love that. I love that perspective. Yep.
Just came to me. This is what my brain does.
Oh, I loved it.
Left to its own devices. So, you're welcome?
Oh, you know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you have an example of a time that you drew a boundary and the way it made you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to like send that in,
ooh,
I think that would be really fun to share with everyone. So
yeah,
it is our email. Let's see if I can get this right.
Oh girl, you got this.
So no numbers. Everything is spelled out.
Yes.
It's twofriends.onechat@gmail.com. That is spelled twofriends.ch.
Nope.
Damn it. Nope.
So after the dot, backspace if you were typing for some reason at the exact same time. Backspace and after the dot, then go
onechat at gmail.com.
Bam!
Also, we have a sick website. And it's just...
twofriendsonechat.com.
Yep, no dot. Just twofriendsonechat.com.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
Here's my Easter egg.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
Find the bananas.
The bananas.
Also, have just, like, the best night.
Yeah.
And we support you. Boundaries are hard, and you're worth it.
Maybe eat a banana. If you got cramps, potassium's good. Not for, like, period cramps, but, like, if you got cramps in your legs, I hear bananas are good for that.
Do you know what is actually really good for period cramps? And I didn't believe this. I remember someone telling me this a long time, and it wasn't until I drank a gallon of water a day for, like, a challenge, like, a couple months, you know?
Okay.
My cramps were the best they've ever been.
I was going to say something else totally inappropriate, so we'll just go with drink a gallon of water.
You're just going to go with find the banana? Wink.
Oh!
I'll take our...
Oh! Yes! Yes! Drink a gallon of water and find a banana.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys.
For cramps. Yeah.
Yes, have the greatest evening, be safe, and just know you're very loved.
You are loved, and you can set boundaries if you want to. We believe in you. We support you. We'll you got this.
And we'll see you next week.
Next time.
Next time.
Who knows what we're going to talk about? We don't know. Ooh. Ooh.
Bye, guys.